It's time to talk MTCS sports. It's time for Cougar Corner with Brian Barrett and John Dinkins. Live from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike, the primetime sports team is joined by Middle Tennessee Christian School coaches to talk about their most recent games and upcoming opponents. It's time to talk Orange and White on FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and streaming online at GoPrimetimeSports.com on Cougar Corner.
Rolling on into our Cougar Corner program. Good morning, Cougar fans, and welcome in. Time to talk some junior high boys basketball this morning. Coach Matt Russell joins us. We're going to touch on the varsity game just a little bit. Nice win last night, Coach, for the varsity boys. Overtime, I know that that's it's been a frustrating year at times for Coach Piercy, but nice to kind of get over that hump and get the win, whether it be in overtime or five overtimes, whatever it takes to get the win, I guess.
That's right. Win's a win. Take it any way you can get it.
That's right. And that one was at Moore County, so stealing one on the road is very important in this league. You know how competitive it is. I know you don't necessarily do a lot with the varsity team, but because you spend all your time on the junior high, but gosh, you know how it is to win on the road.
Oh, it's tough, especially around here. These schools, it's tough to go in their places and try and steal one from them.
The fact that they've led so many games, and that has to be frustrating, and you can speak to this as a coach, has to be frustrating not to be able to finish those games.
Yeah, it's always frustrating when you can take over a game and then at the end, you know, you just can't make the plays to finish the team off.
So. Now, the fact that you have been doing this junior high thing now for how long?
This is my fifth year at middle, 10th year. I've been doing middle school for 10 years now. So
with that being said, you've seen a lot of these young men that are playing for Jason play up through the program. How important is that for them in building for the high school level?
Oh, it's very important. I mean, it starts even before me with our Cubs program. We started at sixth grade, and then that coach does a pretty good job, and he brings it on to me, and I try to develop it more. And hopefully, you know, in high school, they continue to play and just continue to get better each and every year until they become seniors, and hopefully by then they're playing their best basketball that they possibly can.
Seems like to me that this works really well in this Duck River League because it's the same teams. You build the rivalries at an early age. I mean, when you can build the rivalry with, you know, Cascades and Moore Counties and such with the sixth graders and right on through, and they really start to take pride in putting on the orange and white uniform.
Yeah, starting the Duck River League was good. We started middle school about 2 years ago as far as basketball was related, and it's a lot. I like playing it a lot because you get to play those teams that you will face again for the next 5 years in high school.
Well, just wanted to kind of look ahead here for the varsity. Tuesday versus Forest, which we will be broadcasting. So remind Jason that we'll be there on Tuesday night. Get our little perch there up behind the scorer's table in the stands. Then Friday at Boyd Christian. Our Thursday, rather, at Boyd Christian, Friday versus Fayetteville City. So that one will be at home as well. So a big week, three games this week. And keep that in mind, girls and boys. Girls lost a tough one last night to Moore County, 49-38. Moore County's kind of the team to beat, and they, I think, led by one at halftime.
Yeah, our girls led by one, and then Moore County kind of woke up, and they started hitting a bunch of shots that they kind of were missing in the first half from what I was told. So, but they seem to kind of distance themselves from the rest of the pack as far as in girls district play.
Matt, let's turn the attention to the season that was in junior high boys basketball. Tell me about how things went this year.
It was a good year. We went 20-3 overall in our little Duck River, which is our conference, which is of course all our schools that will play high school. We went 18-0. Ran the table regular season and won three games in the tournament and brought home the world, so it's called tournament trophy. That was played at Forest this year. We beat a good community team by about 20 in the finals, I think. But it was a very, very good year. And then after that was over, we played a couple games here and there. And then, of course, this last week, the James C. Hale tournament at our school, which is, I think I counted 55 total teams are in it. And we got put out in the second round by a very, very tough University School of Jackson team. They were tough. They were very scrappy and very feisty, and we made too many turnovers right there at the end. Just we couldn't hang on.
Not many coaches can say that they won the world tournament.
Not many. I've won it twice now. So,
well, a two-timer, huh?
Yeah.
That's quite the feat. Middle school is so very interesting, just because you have the kids in there and have to develop and to be able to be consistent, to have very good basketball from year in and year out on the junior high level. It's hard to do just because it's the kids who are coming up through the program and in the school.
Yeah, it's especially in boys, because boys, you never know which kid will grow. I mean, they'll grow over one summer and kind of get their coordination where they just kind of, they kind of start to fill out. So, from one year to the next, you never know what you might have.
When does that happen? Where do you see the biggest growth with kids? Is it middle school?
Between that eighth grade and eighth and tenth grade year, I think. This year I had several seventh graders that were eighth grade this year. It was one of the biggest teams. I had all starting five or 5'10" and up on my team this year. They all hit growth spurts early this year. And then I've had other years where they didn't start growing until they were late freshmen, almost into their sophomore season. So it's, you never know with kids, with that age group.
Well, I think I'm in for it then, because my son has grown a shoe size and a half, from an 11 to like a 12 and a half, and he's only 12. So
he's going to be a big boy then.
He looked at me the other day and stood up next to me, and he said, "I can see into your eyes now." And he's just a little shorter than I am. So, just asking for a personal reason, I guess, right there, too.
I always look at their legs and underneath their arms. It'll kind of tell you when it's about to happen.
Yeah.
Start seeing some hair growing.
that's very true. Coach, junior high season is over, I guess, now with the losses in the Hale tournament. I want to give you the opportunity to talk about some of your kids, who played well for you, who's going to be back, who's going to kind of be moving on, and just kind of turn the floor over to you for that.
I had three that were very, I call them very good basketball players. One of them was, two of them were eighth graders, and one was a seventh grader. Luke Howe was a leading scorer this year inside. He started last year, seventh grader. Kind of hit one of them little growths, but he's about 6'2", I think. Pretty good, very good sized kid, but he's been taught very well by his father as far as shot blocking and how to use his body and techniques.
There have been some Howells come up through the program, haven't there? Or is
he's the first one, but there's three behind him, which I'm excited about too. But he's a very good shot blocker. We gave a lot of teams trouble because they would drive and then they just couldn't get a shot over him. But he was leading scorer this year with about 14 points a game. A second leading scorer was actually a seventh grader who I played as a sixth grader. I pulled him up. His name's Joseph Peck. He averaged about 11 a game. He's going to be a very good player in our program. He should be back next year, and I'm excited to figure out what I can do with him, because he's about 6 foot, but he's a guard, so I don't know. But he'll be my tallest player next year, and he doesn't really. I mean, he'll post if he wants to, but he likes to have the ball in his hands out front and take it to the basket. And then my third one was my point guard, who's come a long way. He played a lot as a seventh grader. Started a couple games. His name's Trey Hickey. He was my best defender. I would always put him on the other team's best player, and he would lock it down. And if he ever got in foul trouble and had to sit out, we struggled getting the ball out. He was very important getting it off the floor to get it to Joe and to Luke inside so we could score. And then I had two other eighth graders that played significant minutes this year that didn't play a whole lot of seventh graders, but that was Hunter Vaughn and Braden Melton. And they knew what each one's role was, and they did it very well, because we had a good – you don't get 20 wins by not being okay, pretty good team.
Yeah, I mean, that it was an outstanding season, obviously, for your team. Now, what happens to some of these eighth graders? Will they jump up and help on the varsity level? Or sometimes that happens, sometimes not. I guess it just depends.
A lot of them go and they do middle school baseball. It starts this week. You know, our middle school's not TSAA, so they go ahead and start practicing baseball. Luke Howell and a couple of the other ones that don't play baseball, they'll actually go. They started practicing this last week. With varsity, getting that, because they got to get used to that. It's a completely different speed than middle school, and it does them good to see it and to get the feel and get. They actually got in the JV game the other day. They'll get in the JV because we ain't got but about, I think, six on JV this year. So it gives them some subs too for JV. So our kids, they go from one sport to the next. They don't really have a downtime.
It's all about experience, though, isn't it? I mean, to be able to give those eighth graders a chance to play on the JV and sit on the bench and see and absorb, that's something that you don't get at the, you know, like the Oaklands and the Seagulls and Riverdales, because, you know, you got to wait till they're actually there in the school and things like that.
Yeah, being a part of it and seeing it how, I mean, they're that far ahead for the next year. I mean, they'll understand how practice works, and for high school coaches that's great because they don't have to do as much explaining at the beginning of next year as far as drills. They can just go right in and hit the door running, so it's good for that purpose. So, but then the ones that play baseball, you know, they'll be a little bit further behind than the ones that moved up right now.
Yeah,
but as long as kids are active, that's all I care about. As long as they're doing something. Not sitting at home playing video games
really.
And stuff like that.
that's the important thing, and that's the opportunity that it offers. Looking down at sixth grade and looking at what you have coming back, is it a reload, rebuild? What would you characterize next year being?
A little bit of both. I mean, we this was the first year we were able to do an actual seventh grade team. I think we played eight or nine games with these seventh graders, and of course with Joe, and there was another guy, Kevin Hill, who played a lot of minutes with the older team, and then sixth grade has a bunch of players. We won't be as big, but we should be just as talented, I think, if we can get it all together. So for next year, I'm very optimistic. It's going to be a good year next year.
And what for Cougar fans, what this means is you're adding depth to a high school team that is right on the cusp of being in the upper echelon and could very well get there this year with a late season push.
I think the high school and the middle school right now, each year, I think it'll just get better and better as each year goes along, because I teach elementary, and I see it all the way down to kindergarten. And I think the boys program at middle right now is looking very good for future.
Well, talk to me a little bit about the Hale Tournament. I want to invite folks, if you want to see some great basketball, middle school basketball, you need to get on out to the James C. Hale Tournament. I guess things going on all day today.
All day. There's 10 total games. They started at 9 this morning. I think the last one is 8:30 tonight, maybe. But it started last Saturday. There's 55 teams, and there's some very, very good teams if you want to see some good basketball.
Now, it really stretches over several weeks.
It goes 2 weeks. Three Saturdays. It goes 2 weeks full. So, yeah, I think there's 56 total games will be played in that one gym.
But you only play on Saturday, right? Or do you play?
No, we play some during the week if we have to. There's none this week. It's this Saturday, and then next Saturday's championship Saturday. So, but we played last Monday during Martin Luther King. There were several games that day, and then there was some last night and Thursday night, and there's just games everywhere. pick and choose where you want to go watch.
Well, I'll tell you, last year was a tough year. It just seemed like it went on forever. The weather really kind of wreaked havoc on the tournament last year, and you don't have that problem this time around.
No, we hadn't had any snow issues yet. Last year, that was because it was right after Christmas, that early January, we got several snow days. Because we get a lot of teams from the Crossville area down Interstate 40 up towards Knoxville, right there on the ridge up there, and when they get snowed in, it's hard sometimes for them to get down here and play. But we always seem to manage to get through it, and we as a school, we try to accommodate for every team. If you've got conflicts, we work around them. We try to make it the best middle school tournament that it can be.
Well, from that, then you'll turn the attention to the 9A tournament. So,
yeah,
you got to keep your tournament hat on this year.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. So this will be our third tournament this year, just in within a month range. Luckily, this year we got a mom, Miss Carol Lamb. Kind of, we gave her the reins of, and she's done an outstanding job of coordinating everything as far as people working and food, and you know, just trying to be as nice to people and accommodate and everything. But it's going to be a long month to get through.
Yeah.
The end of February, we'll all have to take a week off just to recover.
There you go. Well, that sounds like a plan, Coach. Thanks for coming in. Looking forward to coming over to Cougarland on Tuesday night for the high school games with Forest, and we'll see you down the road. Give my best to everybody.
I appreciate it. Thank
all
you.
All right, Matt Russell joining us here, junior high boys basketball coach on Cougar Corner. We're going to come back and run down the Cougar Corner scoreboard and wrap up our Saturday morning coaches conversation and get you ready for the Rutherford Home Show after this short timeout.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Giving students from pre-kindergarten through high school the opportunity to grow academically, athletically, socially, and spiritually.
We're going to continue to work to build that academic program to give those graduates the best opportunities they can have.
President Lynn Watson of Middle Tennessee Christian School.
We encourage them to give us a call, come and spend a day with us, and just see what it's like here at Middle Tennessee Christian School.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, training for eternity.
E1 Autos and Evans Auto Exchange is proud to support MTCS Athletics. Jimmy Evans and family own and operate E1 Autos. You can find them online at e1auto.com. That's E, the number one, auto.com. And also Evans Auto Exchange. EvansAutoExchange.com. You can custom order a specific vehicle or check out their extensive inventory and never leave home. It's all there. Make, model, picture, and a price. E1 Autos is at 1605 Memorial Boulevard or call 896-CARS. That's 896-2277. Evans Auto Exchange is at 2240 Northwest Broad, 895-6990, 895-6990. Jimmy Evans, E1 Autos, and Evans Auto Exchange, proud to support the orange and white of Middle Tennessee Christian School.
Parents are very involved with our school.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, secondary principal Todd Miller.
At MTCS, we're blessed with phenomenal support from our parents. Solid homes with structure and discipline. At Middle Tennessee Christian School, we have a group of teachers and coaches who truly care about kids. And it's far deeper than a coaching on the field or teaching in the classroom.
MTCS.
MTCS Cougar Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimetimeSports.com.
And welcome back as we wind it up here from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on MTCS Cougar Corner. Here are your scores from this week. Thanks so very much to Miss Judy Coates. A tip of the hat to you this morning for all of the work you've done to put together the scoreboard for us. On Tuesday, high school boys basketball, a 58-46 loss to Community. Derek Spears had 16, Micah Farmer had 10. JV lost 54-43, Tyler Lamb 13, Luke Howell with 9. Last night, 65-63 overtime win. Coach Piercy's squad getting it done as Derek Spears had 26, Micah Farmer 24. What a great night for those young men. Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance highlighting them this morning. 26 and 24, Derek Spears and Micah Farmer. Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, whether you're in the game on the sidelines or cheering from the stands, TOA is here for you online at TOA.com. For the girls' scores this week, high school-wise, on Tuesday versus Community, defeated them 48-23. Megan Smith had 6, Ashlyn Wilkerson with 5. And last night, lost to Moore County 49-38. Tough Moore County team, but played them well. Julia Howard had a double-double, 19 points, 10 rebounds in the game. Megan Smith had 6. In junior high, as we talked to Coach Matt Russell this morning. And boys, they lost on Monday in the Hail tournament to the University School of Jackson, 60-40 to end their season. And girls last Saturday lost to Watertown in the Hail tournament, 40-31 to end those tournaments or to end their seasons. However, we've got some great basketball going on in the Hail tournament this week through next Saturday. So get on out and enjoy some great junior high basketball. Games this week, high school-wise, on Tuesday versus Forest at MTCS. We'll be there to broadcast the games, 5:50 or so airtime, and a 6 o'clock tip-off from MTCS. On Thursday night at Boyd Christian, and then Friday night hosting Fayetteville City. That's the upcoming schedule this week for the Cougars high school girls and boys basketball. Well, that is it for us. Again, next week on Tuesday, it's MTCS hosting Forest, and Friday, it's Riverdale at Oakland as we jump back into District 7 AAA play here on State Farm Prep Basketball. Hope you'll join us for that. For all of the coaches this morning, and for Ricky Turner and the real brains behind this operation, Mama, who's sitting here right here beside me this morning, keeping me straight today, too. Appreciate everybody here at the Cedar Bucket for being our host. We'll be back next Saturday morning, and hopefully have my broadcast partner, John Dinkins, back with me. And we will see you then here on WGNS. Stay tuned. It's the Rutherford Home Show coming up next.
You've been listening to Cougar Corner with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and the Middle Tennessee Christian School coaches, live from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike. Keep up with MTCS Athletics online at mtcscougars.org, the official website of Middle Tennessee Christian School. And don't miss joining us here on WGNS AM FM again next week for another edition of Cougar Corner.